Now I'm delighted to say it's that time of the month again where I'm joined by the lovely Mel Shanley Blow there in Dungarvan from Quantum Life. And good morning to you, Mel.
Good morning. How are you, Linda?
I am great on what is quite a... It's getting cold, but it is November.
It is, and even though we're had balmy double-digit temperatures over the weekend, I think we're certainly into the winter, aren't we?
Yeah, and look, I suppose 7 weeks to Christmas, but we'll say nothing. Right.
Exactly.
As per usual, when we are this close to Christmas and we've just gone past October, pension season. It's always pensions when we come around October, and that's what we're going to talk about today, isn't it?
Yeah, and there are two, I suppose, really what has happened in the last couple of years, in particular because of COVID, is that people are astonished by the amount of money some of them have in their bank account because, you know, people haven't been going out and people haven't been travelling and people haven't been doing this, that and the other. So, you know, there are a lot of people out there that have some surplus funds in their bank account. Now, there's an awful lot of people are on the opposite end of the scale as well. But this time of the year, in particular for self-employed people, where they're filing returns, the taxman, now manual returns must be done by October 31st, which of course has just passed. But the online returns, where the majority of people are filing returns now online, that's the start of the third week of this month. So typically around the 17th, I think, is kind of the last day for filing returns. So there are still opportunities, we'll say, for people that are filing returns. There's still opportunities for people to make a lump sum contribution into their pension plan and receive some fairly decent tax relief on it, you know.
And that is the one thing about pensions, isn't it, is that there is tax relief on your contributions.
Yeah, but look, I've been around now in this business for almost 30 years, and what sometimes annoys me is the whole pension industry are tax relief, tax relief, tax relief. Like, really, what a pension is supposed to be, it's supposed to be a fund that you contribute to that's going to provide you with an income in retirement. I mean, that's, you mustn't lose sight of the fact that that's exactly what it is. It's a fund designed to provide you and your family with an income in retirement. Now, obviously, it's very difficult to encourage people to save for retirement in any type of a vehicle. So that's why governments around the world obviously incentivize people and say, right, okay, if we set up a revenue approved savings plan, which is called a pension, we'll give you tax relief if you put money into it. So that's kind of the carrot and stick. Now, I suppose, look, the reality is that the tax relief, you know, it's not massive. It's certainly an incentive to fund into your pension, but it's not massive. And some people look at the upside of the tax relief and then the downside of possibly not being able to access the fund until age 60. So there certainly are trade-offs. It's not all rosy in the garden in relation to pension and tax relief. There are trade-offs. But certainly what I would advise people, if they are paying tax, and some people, if they're paying a considerable amount of tax, there are little or no long-term savings plans in place that would match the benefits of funding into a pension.
There'll be people listening to this, Mel, and it's a question that constantly comes up, and they'll be nearing retirement age and they're looking at what their options are going to be once they hit that retirement age and they can draw down their pension. Can you go through some of the options? Because there is a few options, isn't there, when it comes to drawing down your pension?
Yes, and depending on the type of pension you have, so without wrecking people's head with too much data or detail, like if you were part of an occupational scheme or if you were part of a company scheme, right, and you no longer work for that company, you may be able to access that pension pot from age 50, right, which is something to bear in mind. Now, we've touched on this on other shows about accessing old company pension pots that people might want to use for, you know, sending kids through college and other stuff like that, renovating the house, etc., because some people believe that I prefer to be enjoying my life now if I have access to my pension pot rather than waiting till I'm 60 or 65, when I mightn't even reach 60 or 65, I might, you know, I could get hit by a bus, I mightn't enjoy good health, etc., etc. So the first thing is, occupational schemes or company plans, there are instances where you can access the fund from age 50, right? The next step up are personal pension plans, which the legal access point is age 60. So at that stage, and this is for the majority of people, you're entitled to get at least a quarter of the fund or 25% of the fund back tax-free into your hand, okay? And then the balance of the fund, then you're obligated by law to draw that down every year thereafter until the day you die. So there are different levels of drawdown, but the minute you mature the pension now, you must take at least 4% of it every year, because it's called imputed distribution. Revenue want a piece of it, of course, you know. So, because it all mirrors income in retirement. So every income in this country obviously is taxed. So even if it's coming from a pension, you must pay tax on it. So look, to sum up, you know, for some people aged 50 onwards, they can access a company pension plan. So just be aware of that, and talk to your advisors and see, have you old pension plans from old employments that you've forgotten about? You can access them. The second thing is, personal pension plans and other plans are typically accessed from age 60 onwards, where you can get your tax-free lump sum out, and then you can start the drawdown phase of at least 4% of the fund per annum up until you get the state pension. Once you get the state pension, then you can typically take all of the fund out. But, you know, just remember that any income you take now in retirement is taxed at whatever the rate is. So, you know, it's not like you're going to win the lotto or anything like that. You certainly will have access to your funds, but you will have a tax liability.
What happens, Mel, if you have, let's say for argument's sake, you have a fund of 60,000 when you hit retirement age. You draw it down for only 2 years, and unfortunately you pass away after the 2 years. Does the balance of that fund go to your estate, or what happens to it?
Well, that's a good question, and it depends. You see, it's only when you reach retirement age. So come back a couple of steps. Let's say that example, you have 60,000, and let's say, God forbid, you get hit by a bus tomorrow morning. That almost takes the form then of a life assurance policy, and it's paid out to your next of kin or to your estate immediately, right? That's before pension maturity. Let's say you're 60 years of age tomorrow and you decide to mature your pension. You get your tax-free cash out, which is 25% of the 60,000, which is 15,000. So you're left with 45. And let's say 2 weeks after that, you get hit by the bus, and there was 45,000 inside in your pot. Depending on what way you wanted to take that money, the same thing will happen. It will be like a life assurance policy to a certain extent, and it will be paid to your next of kin and to your estate. But you need to speak to your advisors or your accountants or whatever, because decisions have to be made at retirement of what way you're going to take the money. What people used to take for years was what they call an annuity, which was a fixed monthly payment until the day you die. And us advisors nowadays would stay clear of annuities unless you had a massive fund, like of in excess of 2 million euros. You wouldn't go near an annuity, because in the question you asked there, God forbid, if you did die in the middle of an annuity, the insurance company keep the money, which is a bad thing, obviously, you know.
And that's massively important for people to know as well, isn't it? That when you do come to your retirement age, I didn't know that. I mean, I've done pensions for a bit and I didn't know that. And I think a lot of people out there don't know that those decisions, that whatever decision is made before you die, that decision continues on.
Exactly. And it's really important. And remember, I mean, look, you know, we all like to think about who we're leaving after us, right? But really, realistically, if you just think about yourself for the moment and be selfish, right? You know, you don't want, like, you've done a lot of hard work accumulating a pension fund. You don't want to put yourself in a situation, whether you live or die, where the insurance company can keep the money. Like, that should never be a conversation that you'd be having. The conversation should always be, in the event of me dying, can I pass the fund on to my family or my next of kin or my executors or whatever? They're the questions you should have, you know. But one other thing that's really important this time of the year is that, and just briefly touch off it, where things have changed in the last couple of years. If you remember the old BES schemes, it was the business expansion schemes, where you could invest some of your money or your savings in a BES scheme and you could receive tax relief. And the BES scheme would typically last for 4 years. And usually what people used to invest in was wind farms and whiskey distilleries and things like that. You'd see a lot of because that new scheme now is called EIIS. I believe it stands for Enterprise Incentive and Investment Scheme, but it's the old BES scheme. But that has changed. So again, this time of the year is really important for people that have maybe income tax issues, that they're thinking, God, I'm paying so much income tax. You can actually get 40% tax relief up front from an EIIS scheme. You know, so even though we opened the show there talking about pensions are extremely important, you know, the EIIS now has become almost as important for income taxpayers as pensions have. So I suppose the message this week is to educate yourself again about your entitlements around pensions and the advantages of tax relief, both from pensions and both from EIIS schemes. So your accountant or tax advisor or your insurance advisor or whatever, they're people that should be well versed on this. And I think New Year's Eve, well, I suppose in reality, the week before Christmas is probably the cutoff, where if you were deciding to invest in EIIS, you'd probably want to have your mind made up by then, you know.
Yeah, absolutely. And as we always say, and as you always say, to your credit, seek advice. Pick up the phone, call and ask somebody about it. Mel, as always, it's been a pleasure. We've run out of time, I'm afraid.
Don't panic.
I think it's great there. And I think pensions are so important. They're complex as well. People are always afraid to ask about pensions. So it's great to hear about them. Until next month, which will be our last one of the year.
Yes.
Chat soon and look after yourself.
Thanks, Mel.
Thanks, Mel. Bye.